Enough talk. Utah's now taking action. The state has dropped a bit over $12 million to buy a piece of ground west of Salt Lake City International Airport. In a few years, it'll host a brand new state prison. The purchase is a significant step forward in the effort to build the new prison and free up prime real estate in Draper. It's also a lot less costly than first anticipated. Marilee Richens is Deputy Director of the State Department of Administrative Services. She's with me live now on the KSL Newsline. Thanks for joining us. We'd originally heard this could cost the state about $30 million. So why was the actual purchase price so much less?
Well, because we were able to situate the new correctional facility and the property for the new correctional facility in an area that we could create natural buffers that protected the wetlands, we didn't have to purchase as much land as we originally thought we might.
So where is this plot of land? I mean, is it the end of the runway or further out?
It's not the end of the runway, but it is west of the airport in the International Center, and it's just kind of nestled up near the Great Salt Lake, and there's actually wetlands that separate where the correctional facility will be from the Great Salt Lake.
Is there anything around the land, or is it no man's land right now?
It is no man's land.
So what happens next? I mean, there's been so much controversy over this in the past. What happens next? You call in the bulldozers?
Well, we're not quite ready for those bulldozers. We'll build a haul road that will allow trucks to come in, and we'll begin to prepare the land. Eventually, we'll begin to bring in fill and build up that land so that it's stable and can support those buildings.
I don't know if you have a ribbon cutting for a prison, but when would there be one? How far away?
Well, we anticipate completion in 2020, fall of 2020, so about 4 years, and we will definitely have a ribbon cutting.
Okay, good to know, and a major step was taken today. Marilee Richens, Deputy Director of the State Department of Administrative Services, thanks so much for joining us.